Hello.
Hello.
So you want to talk about your adventure?
Yeah, well, it's not an adventure. I mean, I was making a bath for myself because this weekend I wasn't feeling very well, and I precariously put my laptop a little bit closer to the water than I should have, and it fell in. I bumped it with my butt, and it fell in, and so my laptop is dead. Probably.
Let's reenact. What was your reaction when it fell in? You reached for it.
Oh, shit.
And then, yeah, it was more of hand. Probably mine would have been like hands to the hair. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So I put it into a bag with rice, you know, letting it sit, but almost certainly it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't change the past. I can't. If I were to get too upset about it, then there's no point. It's just things. It's just stuff. Right. It can be replaced eventually. So I'm not gonna, you know, go. And there was nothing important on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not gonna go crazy about it. It's too bad. I liked it. I liked it a lot. But what are you gonna do?
So there was a nice hiss taking this Joey off. This green.
The green cute Joey.
One. The cute one. The Joey. J-O-Y-E. Yeah. So this one seems to work fairly well. It has a pretty good resistance from accidental popping.
Yeah, it looks like that would work in a dogfish bottle, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so that one's a front runner.
Okay.
This one was the... We can talk about this a little bit on the main show.
Yeah.
This one was cheaper, but it looked like it had good construction, but this is the one that popped open too easy.
That was one you liked the most. That was one that you were like, you really liked that, because...
I liked it, but I wasn't sure about the... Feel how this is more plasticky and less rubbery, that seal?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure that was going to seal great, right? So I had a concern there. But it was also, it'd be cleaner longer, right? Because mm-hmm. it was not as porous. But yeah, it pops open too easy. And then this little guy. We'll have to test him out, see how good he sealed that other bottle. We didn't try it yet, so. Anyway.
I decided to go against my math. And I bought $10 worth of Mega Millions. It's 585 million. You know, it's like, of course, I'm not going to get it. But on the off chance that I did, that's kind of a score. So.
That's funny. See, you're the ultimate skeptic, right? You should be able to read the odds, right? I'm not even tempted by mm-hmm. these paydays. And you're a better skeptic than I am.
Yeah. Right?
So that's funny.
I have a blind spot at around $400 million. I don't go in before that. But once it gets to that point, I feel like I feel like I actually get sort of an amusement park enjoyability out of buying the tickets.
Right.
It's like or a casino thing. You know, you go in there, you expect to lose, but the benefit is you get to have a little bit of enjoyment out of imagining what you would do with the money. So, as long as I think you look at it that way, and you don't actually seriously expect to win the money, but you just get the fantasy, you're just paying a little bit for the right to have the fantasy,
mm-hmm.
and. I think as long as you look at it that way and don't look like, oh, I really hope I win, then
right.
gravy. Then it's fine. It's a cheap luxury.
And then if you win the $400 million?
I'm not going to. But, you know.
So you talk about imagining having the money.
Right.
Let's take us through that imagination a little bit.
All right. Well, if I won that $585
lump
million.
Lump sum or annuity?
Oh, lump sum. Annuity is a bad idea for lots of reasons, but one of the reasons is they split it up, and then what happens if something happens to you after 2 years?
Yeah.
Well, that's it's gone. Lump sum, then you just put a whole bunch in the bank and let it go,
mm-hmm.
and then you have then you get some good financial advisors, and you. Do not go crazy with what I mean. I don't go and buy a huge yacht or anything.
You gotta buy a fucking yacht. You're a 500 millionaire.
At 585 million, maybe I'd buy a yacht. but no, there's there's lots of things I would do first. You know, I'd buy a house. I'd probably buy my parents a house on Cape Cod. I'd buy my sister a house, that sort of thing. I'd buy a new computer.
Get that new Mac Pro.
Right.
All topped out. Get a custom backpack fitted for it so it's portable.
Buy a new car. I'd buy things for Craft Beer Radio.
What would be the most not necessarily like ridiculous bonkers, but like, you know, what would be your splurge, like stupid thing? What would be the first stupid thing you'd buy?
The first stupid thing I'd buy. Boy. I'd probably get a trip for all you guys to Vegas.
Okay.
And hand out, like, you know, $10,000 and just be like, go crazy.
You're going to Vegas. Going to Vegas. Yeah. You're a little Oprah, huh?
Because why not, right?
Yeah.
And I know, I definitely, you know, I might go seeing places around the world, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's hardly stupid money, though.
Yeah.
It's always good to travel.
Since
I don't even play, I don't even imagine what it would be like to
win. Yeah.
I would do all the normal stuff.
Yeah, I might look into doing some investing in, you know, VC type stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of money.
Right.
You know, 20 million here, 50 million there.
Right.
But that would be, I would listen to my economic advisors and stuff like that. I would
right. Not be like, I'm start investing in this company.
Yeah.
Because I love it.
I'm sure I'd get lots of people coming to me for money.
You could buy out Craft Beer Radio. I'd sell it to you cheap. Maybe like 3 or 4 million.
Well, I would just put money into it. And what I would do is, you know, I'd buy a producer for us and
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. And we get a studio and
you'd get naming rights at that point. Greg Weiss's Craft Beer Radio.
Craft Beer Radio would stay the same. We would still do it. We might do it from different locations. Wouldn't that be fun?
Gold-plated Spielau glasses.
Whenever we would go to events, we would go there first class. On my private jet.
Now we're talking stupid money.
Yeah.
Finally, we're talking stupid money.
No, there's no point. They have business class jets, and they're just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any reason to get a private jet. I don't know. I wouldn't go crazy for, you know, I'd buy a nice car, but I wouldn't buy like a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I hope you win. We can find out.
Yeah. Tuesday.
We'll document it.
Right.
The rise and fall of Gregory Weiss. 72 hours in, the hookers and blow start.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, what do you do when you win?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first thing you do is you call a lawyer.
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's probably a little bit of dancing around in the living room naked or something like that. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the first thing to do is take pictures of it, send those pictures to a couple people so I had backups,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, call my parents because they would know, you know, what to do next. They would have an idea of, you know, okay, call a lawyer, which I'm sure would, you know, be an episode.
Let's see how useful Google is in this. Let's see. I just won the
lottery. So out of 585, you know, you'd probably get at least like 250, right?
Okay, let's
see. 200, you know, after taxes are gone and then the annuity cutback or the lump sum cutback, it's still probably $200 million. That's a lot of money.
Three ways to deal with winning the lottery on WikiHow. You just won the lottery. How do you deal with the money? Immediate actions after winning. Try to keep quiet. Don't tell anyone you have won until you actually have the money. However large the sum, your life is going to change pretty drastically. It takes a while for your newly minted circumstances to sink in, so relax, take a deep breath, and don't blabber. Carefully read all instructions. Do not do this before claiming your prize. Instructions will be on both the lottery ticket and the ticket agency's website.
Mm-hmm.
Contact a lawyer immediately.
Yeah.
Method 2 of 3. Consider potential legal issues. Protect your privacy and identity. The names of most lottery winners are publicized by the media. Okay. Take taxes into consideration. Form a partnership if tickets are jointly purchased. Look at circumstances involving spouses and significant others. Lottery money may be considered a marital property acquired during marriage, especially if the ticket was purchased with mutual funds.
I don't have that to worry about, fortunately.
Form a blind trust with your attorney. This will let you collect money while maintaining your anonymity. You'll be able to designate the power of attorney, and your attorney will help you iron out any wrinkle that may encounter in the arrangement. Contact a reputable financial advisor. Give yourself a modest initial spending spree. Lottery winners who go bankrupt often go crazy buying houses and cars in the initial stages of having their winnings. Sock the rest of your winnings away. No, duh. Consider taking annual payments over a lump sum. This will allow you to make a year or two of potentially bad financial decisions while you learn the ropes of being having money.
I think that that's not going to be as much of a problem.
Consider not quitting your job. Now that you are very wealthy, however, you will need something to keep you busy and keep you from spending all of your newfound riches. Invest.
Yeah, obviously.
Keep a low profile. Keep your old friends close. You already trust them and know that they're in for the long haul. Do not try to be flashy or attract any unwanted attention.
Yeah.
Play smart. Treat your family well. That's about it. Thanks, Internet, for telling me how to win the lottery.
I uploaded some stuff for you. I don't know if you saw.
I did not.
Okay, so I put all those elementaries in MP4 format, so they should be viewable for you. All
right.
Put something else up there. I forget what it was. Oh, yeah, an episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
That I think is funny. So, yeah. That'll be cool. We're doing this on a Monday. Why? Because there were snow issues during this weekend. And I wasn't feeling well, but there was also snow issues.
Yeah, it was only about 4 inches up here, but it came a lot later than they had called for. So during CBR time, it was starting to sleet and stuff and whatnot.
Don't like driving home with snow on the ground.
No, I don't blame you at all. It was nice having a Saturday night just to veg out. Now I got a Monday night where I can't veg out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else happened? Okay. Not much.
I'm trying to think. There was a couple science-y things I saw. All the press that NASA's warp drive got.
What?
NASA is working on a prototype warp drive. You didn't see that?
I did not see that. No, what is it? Is it up to the air?
Yeah.
Right. I think I've explained the problem with the Alcubierre drive before.
That's one where it needs negative mass matter.
Yeah.
Negative mass matter, right?
It needs some matter that has negative energy. Negative energy exists in the world in the sense of gravity, but how do you create a space-time curvature? You need some way of forming that. And so the idea was you have some mass that has negative energy, and there's nothing that doesn't exist. There's people always point to the Casimir effect, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can turn that into something that can manipulate space time. Mm-hmm. So it's silly, and generally, and anyone who is a real honest to goodness physicist will look at it and laugh. I mean, mm-hmm. The thing about the Alcubierre drive is that when Miguel Alcubierre did it, when he wrote it, he sort of asked the question, can you do this? Can you twist space in this way? And the answer was no. The answer was, you could mathematically do it, but you can't do it realistically. There's no way to do it. But people still latched on to it because, hey, look, the math says you can. Once you have FDL, then you have to worry about, what happens to causality.
I thought this method didn't break relativity or something.
It doesn't break... Well, it doesn't have local FTL, which is which is an issue. Nothing can travel faster than C in local space-time, and this would not travel faster than C in local space-time. But it would break causality. Anytime you have something that goes faster than light, you can then send a signal essentially back in time. It's complicated, the mechanics of it, but you can essentially... There's the tachyon gun... scenario where two people have guns that fire immediately, and one person sees the person fire, and then they fire, but their bullet actually gets to the person who fired before they fired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a when causality goes out the window, the whole thing kind of falls apart. We don't understand how that would work.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah, there was. I just a whole bunch of places picked that up last week.
I'm sure it's interesting.
Did you see the Boston Dynamics robots that Googlebot Boston Dynamics, and these make these quadruped like animalistic robots? Did you see any of these?
No.
So they've done a couple of things, but here, let me see if I can find the video of the. They have a gasoline. Oh, here. No, that's not it.
So are they like snake things?
Snake things. Okay. They're quadrupeds. Several of them. Even though this video apparently is a biped human thing. Oh, here it is. This is called the Wildcat. And,
all right. Jeff is showing me.
It's sitting on the ground. Yeah. It just started up sounds like it has a two-cycle motorcycle engine. Or maybe a weed whacker engine, and now it just rose up on its four legs. Right. Now it's hopping. It's kind of like
a kangaroo, but with two hoppies, 2 feet, two pairs of limbs.
It just looks like an excited dog just jumping.
Yeah.
Now it's starting to go.
So it's running around. Okay.
Well.
Now it's galloping, they say.
Just wait, it's just getting started. So, it looks like an evil beast, like, of a robot, like a hell dog or something.
It looks like something out of, Mad Max or something.
That or a pet of the Terminator,
Okay, so I'd love to see it on something that's not a flat asphalt ground. Yeah, how does it deal with a hill?
Right. There. Actually, there. It just kind of did a face plant.
Yeah.
And then they show it doing a bounding instead of galloping, but really, you've seen all the neat stuff. But I mean, it's They have a bunch of other, several other models of robots that, you know, DARPA finance type stuff for doing, you know, extra terrain type stuff, right? Not just running around a flat parking lot. And, I don't know. Yeah, but Google bought the company.
So here's the question. Do you think that Google is going to try to rein in Amazon's parade and instead of having... instead of having necessarily, you know, flying drones, just have, like, horse drones come to your place and deliver?
Pony Express, yeah. Right? No, what I think Google is doing, and they've done, you know, they've been... I think they're just a... They're a futurist company now.
Right.
Right? They're... Think of... Like, if SpaceX bought them, you wouldn't think twice.
Right.
If SpaceX bought this robot company. But Google bought it. You're like, how does this have to do with web searching? Well, Google's not a search company.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. Well, but they are. Yeah.
But they're also a futurist company. They're a research company. And, you know, so this makes me think of Google a lot more like SpaceX than previously I had considered. Even though with Google, with the robot cars and stuff, there's already a lot of that going
on. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're just looking for cutting-edge next-gen technology.
And, you know, I suppose that they're looking for different takes on things that they can then, incorporate into their other stuff. I mean, that sort of reminds me of looking at young fowls or something when they first start. And, you know, they'll run around and then they'll fall. Mm-hmm. But they'll get better at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as the AI is there, they'll get better at it. So you can take that AI, you can take that... whatever they're using, and apply that to some other stuff that you have some AI with. And who knows?
Right. The thing is, the mechanics don't improve themselves, you know, where with living things, right, the mechanics can actually improve themselves.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something that could be looked into as a possibility, right? What, you know...
Well, yeah, that's definitely next-gen shit, right? You get self-healing, self-building, you know... Muscles, basically. Mechanical muscles, right?
If not self-healing, I mean, you know, the thing about the biological creature is that it's forced to do it all in one body.
Mm-hmm.
But with these, you can do the initial stuff, have it learn how to do it, and then build a better body that's better for it. Mm-hmm. You can keep the same essential brain, and it goes better and better. So you're not forced to do it with the same body. You can essentially upgrade the materials and just keep the... quote-unquote brain in there. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have it actually have metamaterials that get better and better.
I don't know, watching that robot run around, it's like, oh, why did I get more into robotics? That looks like fun. A lot of work, a lot of failure for sure.
Yeah,
lots and lots of failure till you get all that stuff tuned.
I saw a movie called, you've probably heard of this, Oblivion.
Mm-hmm. That's the Matt Damon one, right?
No, it's Tom Cruise one.
The Matt Damon one is... he had a future-y movie, didn't
Matt
he?
Matt Damon.
Didn't he have a future-y movie, too? What was that one? I just heard about it. I don't know.
Anyway, so Oblivion is... It's hard to talk about it without spoiling another movie.
Oh, okay.
A better movie.
Okay.
It's fine. It's a fine, decent movie. It of course has third act problems. They all do of these sorts
mm-hmm.
of the Tom Cruise sort. you know, everything's a little too wrapped up in a bow, and it gets pretty silly. But there's another movie that we both very much enjoy that this sort of takes things from. And not everything, but some things. I don't want to give it away because that would give away everything about it. But
okay. No, I have a suspicion, but if you don't want to spoil it, I won't say anything.
Well, see, what's your suspicion?
I think it, should I say the movie or should I say the development in the movie and the development?
I'll say the movie.
Moon.
Yeah.
And the development?
Yes.
Okay.
And Moon did it so much better and was such, you know, and another thing about Moon is it kept it small. It kept it the story about this person instead of making it so much sort of bigger and grandiose. You know, Moon made it psychological and took the hook and didn't take a long time to break the hook. Pretty much threw the hook in within the first 20 minutes and then dealt with the ramifications. Mm-hmm. And that was so much more powerful than this, which was just sort of okay, that's a neat idea. There's not a lot of pathos that, you know, that is spent on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
you were talking about All Terrain. Here's just another one of the robots. This one called Big Dog, and this is the one that was DARPA developed for All Terrain. So here, it's not as fast, right? It's not galloping like a horse.
Yeah.
But it's a four-legged thing walking through the woods, walking up a hill. That thing looks pretty creepy walking through the woods, doesn't it?
That does look creepy. It's one of those questions, though. Things look creepy just because we're not used to them, right? I mean, you know, if that thing becomes a normal thing, then we'd be just used to
it. Yeah. But it looks creepy because it has an evil look to it. It looks like things that are...
Oh, yeah, I have seen this because they... Yeah.
Guy's trying to kick it over, and it looks like a deer recovering its balance.
Right. I have seen that because I have seen something like things like that where these robots are learning how to balance themselves, mm-hmm, when these things happen, which is...
There, it just slipped on ice and recovered itself. It looks like a deer on ice.
That's pretty cool. And that you can, and it's, you know, there's no connection to other power, so it's doing it all on its own power, and it obviously has the computer resources inside. That's the nice thing about having really fast processors, is it can figure out how to handle that sort of thing.
That's pretty cool. I haven't seen this video yet.
That is very cool.
And when he kicked it, and the way it's played its legs out to keep its balance, that was really neat. Now it's walking through a snowbank. It's having a little bit of trouble, but it's trudging through, quite literally.
Yeah, and it'll just learn, and then they'll be able to design a better chassis for it.
That's pretty...
That's a neat thing, yeah.
Sorry for the dead air. Now it's walking down a muddy hill.
Boston Dynamics, take a look at some of the videos for them. Yeah. And they're, you know, really interesting. Gets caught up in some vegetation and it
some still brush around its legs. Yeah. That's nuts. It looks like you should be able to knock that thing over easy. Part of the reason it looks creepy is because it doesn't have a head and a neck.
Yeah, it doesn't have a head and a neck. It's obviously, you know, it's really just concentrating on walking. It's not concentrating on doing anything else. So... Mm-hmm.
Oh, now it's prancing.
Now it looks like two people inside of it.
It does. Well, that's what it looks like. It looks almost like two people facing each other, because the knees are basically facing each other. And it looks like, you know, it looks like it's from the hips down, two people inside this thing, like a horse costume.
It looks like Cirque du Soleil or something.
Yeah. And the legs are wrapped in a canvas to keep, like, I guess, dirt out of the joints and stuff. So it looks like the guy wearing pants. Now it's climbing over a pile of cinder blocks. I mean, that's pretty good. It's on a... they didn't want to break it. It's on a harness, so if it falls, it doesn't fall down onto the bricks.
Oh, that's cool.
I wonder if it has cameras that look at the ground where its feet are going, or if it feels...
I imagine it has both, but I don't know.
Right. Anyway, that was neat. Sorry for not letting you watch, but just go look for the Boston Dynamics. Yeah. That was the Big Dog. That was a lot cooler than the galloping horsey one.
Yes.
All right, you want to do some beer show?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Do some beer show.
All right.